Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 47, The Truth About Worthiness, embracing your inherent value. Welcome back to Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into a topic that lies at the heart of so many of our struggles, worthiness. This episode is for anyone who has ever questioned their value, felt like they needed to prove their worth, or found themselves caught in an endless loop of self-doubt. It's for anyone who has ever thought, am I enough? Let's be real. The world often sends us a message that our worth is tied to what we achieve, how we look, or how much we contribute to others. From a young age, we're conditioned to believe that worthiness is something we earn, something we constantly have to work for. But here's the truth I want to explore today. Your worth has nothing to do with your achievements, your productivity, or anyone else's opinion. Worthiness isn't something you prove. It's something you remember. It's intrinsic, unshakable, and entirely independent of external circumstances. Today we're going to break down where feelings of unworthiness come from, why they're so persistent, and how we can begin a journey back to recognizing and embracing our inherent value. By the end of this episode, I hope you'll walk away with a deeper understanding of how to stop seeking validation outside of yourself and start living in alignment with the truth of who you are, worthy, just as you are. So let's dive in. Unworthiness doesn't just appear out of nowhere. For most of us, it's something we've learned, absorbed, or internalized over time. Think back to your childhood. How often were you praised only for your accomplishments? How often were you taught that love and approval come from good grades, good behavior, or meeting expectations? For many of us, these early experiences planted the seed of a belief. I am only valuable when I perform, achieve, or succeed. These conditions often start subtly. Maybe it was your parents' well-meaning encouragement to try harder, or the disappointment in their eyes when you didn't meet a certain standard. Or maybe it was a teacher's focus on results over effort, the most talented, athletic, or popular kids, while others faded to the background. Over time, these moments pile up, creating a quiet but persistent narrative. My value is conditional. As we grow older, societal expectations and comparisons amplify these beliefs. Social media, advertising, and cultural norms constantly tell us that we need to be more successful, more attractive, more productive, to be worthy of love, respect, or happiness. Scroll through Instagram and you'll see influencers showcasing perfect lives, careers, relationships. Watch TV and you'll see ads telling you to buy products that promise to fix you. Even in the professional setting, we're encouraged to hustle harder, push further, and prove our value through results. This messaging doesn't just exist outside of us. It starts to live within us. It becomes the inner critic, the voice that says, you're not doing enough. You're not enough. And the more we listen to that voice, the stronger it gets, shaping how we see ourselves and the choices we make. But here's the thing. The external world can only reflect back what we already believe internally. If we've absorbed a belief that we're not enough, we'll find evidence for that everywhere. That promotion we didn't get? Proof we're not good enough. That friend who didn't text back? Evidence we're not likable. The relationship that didn't work out? Confirmation we're unworthy of love. The truth, however, is that this belief is a lie. It's not who you are, it's a story we've been told, and one you have the power to rewrite. Imagine for a moment that we're born with an unshakable sense of worth, as all of us are. Babies don't question whether they're good enough. They simply exist, radiating curiosity, joy, and presence. It's only through conditioning that we start to doubt this inherent value. By examining where these beliefs come from, we can start to unravel their hold on us. Ask yourself, who taught me to question my worth? Whose voice am I hearing when I feel less than? It could be a parent, a teacher, a peer, or even society at large. Naming these influences allows us to separate their judgments from our own truth. It's also important to recognize that the standards we're trying to live up to are often impossible. No one is productive, attractive, or successful all the time. These ideals are not only unrealistic, but also deeply harmful, keeping us in a constant state of striving rather than being. When we recognize that these external markers of worth are flawed, we can begin to detach from them and redefine our own sense of value. Here's an exercise to try. Make a list of the messages you've absorbed about your worthiness. For example, I'm only worthy if I succeed. or I have to look a certain way to be loved. Then for each statement, write a counter message rooted in truth. I am worthy regardless of my achievements, or my value is not determined by my appearance. Post these truths somewhere you can see them daily. Remember, the belief that you're not enough isn't the truth. It's a shadow of the past, a reflection of societal conditioning, and while it may take time to unlearn, every step you take toward rewriting their story brings you closer to the realization that your worth has never been in the question. It's always been there, waiting for you to claim it. When we operate from a place of unworthiness, it impacts every area of our lives, our relationships, our careers, even our mental and physical health. It acts as a lens through which we view the world, distorting our sense of what we can achieve and deserve. In relationships, feelings of unworthiness might lead us to settle for less than we truly deserve. We might tolerate unhealthy dynamics or avoid setting boundaries, fearing rejection or abandonment. Unworthiness whispers that we should be grateful for any attention, love, or connection we receive, no matter how unbalanced or unfulfilling. On the flip side, it might cause us to overextend ourselves, constantly trying to prove our value by giving more than we have to offer, exhausting ourselves in the process. This often leads to resentment, further deepening the cycle of self-doubt and insecurity. In our careers, unworthiness can manifest as imposter syndrome, the nagging belief that we're not truly qualified or capable, despite evidence that proves otherwise. We downplay our achievements, attribute our success to luck, and live in constant fear of being found out. This mindset holds us back from taking challenges, seeking promotions, or pursuing opportunities that align with our aspirations. Instead of celebrating milestones, we convince ourselves we've merely avoided failure, robbing ourselves of the joy and confidence that comes with success. But unworthiness doesn't stop at our relationships or careers. It digs deeper, disconnecting us from our true selves. It creates a divide between who we are and who we think we need to be, leaving us feeling drained, anxious, and unfulfilled. We wear masks to fit in, suppressing parts of ourselves that we believe won't be accepted or valued. Over time, this disconnection from our authenticity can lead to chronic stress, low self-esteem, and even physical health issues as our bodies bear the weight of living out of alignment. Perhaps the most damaging impact of unworthiness is that it keeps us from fully experiencing life. When we don't believe we're worthy, we shrink. We hesitate to take risks, to pursue our dreams, or to express ourselves authentically. We avoid stepping into the spotlight, fearing judgment of failure. We say no to opportunities that could bring us joy and growth, convinced that they're meant for someone else. In doing so, we live smaller, dimmer lives, not because we lack the potential, but because we doubt our right to claim it. Unworthiness limits not only what we do, but also how we see ourselves and the world around us. It convinces us to play it safe, to settle for what feels just good enough, and to hold back instead of stepping forward. But life isn't meant to be lived on the sidelines. When we operate from a place of unworthiness, we miss out on the fullness of what life has to offer. Deep relationships, meaningful achievements, and the freedom to explore passions and purpose. This is why recognizing and healing feelings of unworthiness is so important. It's not just about feeling better. It's about reclaiming your freedom to live fully and authentically. It's about breaking free from the limitations imposed by self-doubt and stepping into the expansiveness, limitless version of who you truly are. When we start to believe in our inherent value, everything changes. We open ourselves to love, joy, and success, not because we've earned them, but because they were always meant for us. So how do we begin to let go of this belief that we're not enough? The journey back to worthiness isn't about becoming someone new. It's about reconnecting with who you've always been. It's a process of peeling back the layers of conditioning, self-doubt, and societal expectations to uncover the truth that has always been there. You are inherently worthy. Here's how to do it. First, recognize that worthiness is not conditional. This can be a radical shift in perspective, especially if you spent much of your life trying to value your achievements, appearance, and how others perceive you. But the truth is, worthiness isn't something you earn. It's something you are. You are worthy simply because you exist. Start to remind yourself of this truth every day. Incorporate affirmations. I am enough. I am worthy of love and respect as I am. My worth is not tied to what I do or achieve. While these statements may feel uncomfortable or even untrue at first, consistency is key here. Over time, they can help you rewire the deeply ingrained belief systems that tell you otherwise. Second, practice self-compassion. When feelings of unworthiness arise, resist the urge to push them away or criticize yourself for having them. These feelings are not a sign of weakness. They are a natural part of the human experience. So instead of judging yourself, approach these emotions with curiosity and kindness. Ask yourself, where is this coming from? Is this belief rooted in reality or a story I've been told? Then, respond to yourself as you would a dear friend, with empathy and support. Self-compassion doesn't mean ignoring your struggles. It means creating space to acknowledge them without letting them define you. Third, stop seeking external validation. This is one of the most challenging but transformative steps. Many of us are conditioned to rely on others' opinions, approval, or recognition to feel worthy. While external validation can provide temporary relief, it's not sustainable. True self-worth comes from within. Begin to shift your focus from pleasing others to honoring yourself. Celebrate your own growth, no matter how small. Take time to recognize your efforts, your resilience, and the unique qualities that make you, you. Remember that your value doesn't depend on someone else's acknowledgement. It's inherent, and it's yours to claim. Fourth, take small but intentional actions to affirm your worth. This might look like setting boundaries with people who diminish your sense of self, saying no to things that drain your energy, or giving yourself permission to rest without guilt. Each act of self-respect reinforces the belief that you are worthy of care, consideration, and balance. Finally, surround yourself with people and environments that reflect your inherent worth. The people you spend time with and the spaces you inhabit have a profound impact on how you see yourself. Seek out relationships that nurture, uplift, and encourage you to be your authentic self. This doesn't mean cutting off everyone who challenges you, but it does mean being intentional about who you allow in your inner circle. Choose connections that celebrate your growth and support your journey towards self-acceptance. Reconnecting with your worthiness is not a quick fix. It's a lifelong practice, but every step you take, no matter how small, brings you closer to living a life that is full, authentic, and aligned with your true self. It's about shifting your internal dialogue, embracing your imperfections, and remembering that your worth has never been up for debate. You've always been enough. Now it's time to believe it. On a spiritual level, worthiness is still not something you earn. It's something you are. It's woven into the very fabric of your being. Think about this. When you look at a newborn baby, you don't question their worth. You don't think they need to accomplish anything, prove anything, or earn anyone's approval to be valuable. You see their inherent worth simply because they exist. That same truth applies to you. You've just forgotten it along the way. Life's challenges, societal expectations, and the stories we absorb over time can cloud our connection to the truth. But worthiness isn't something that disappears. It's a constant, unshakable part of your essence. The journey back to it isn't just about acquiring something new. It's about stripping away the layers of doubt, fear, and conditioning that have made you forget who you truly are. Connecting to your worthiness isn't just a mental or emotional process. It's also a deeply spiritual one. It's about reconnecting with your inner self, the part of you that exists beyond achievements, appearances, or opinions. Practices like meditation can help quiet the noise of the external world, creating space to hear the gentle truth of your inherent value. Journaling offers a way to process the stories and beliefs you've internalized, giving you clarity and insight into where the feelings of unworthiness may have originated. And spending time in nature can remind you of your place in the vast, interconnected web of life, where every being has value simply by existing. When you embrace your worthiness, something profound happens. You begin to align with your higher frequency. You stop seeking external validation and you start from a place of inner peace, confidence, and self-trust. The shift isn't just about how you feel internally. It radiates outward, transforming your entire life. You begin to attract opportunities, relationships, and experiences that reflect your true value. You stop settling for less because you know at your core you are deserving of more. This spiritual alignment with worthiness is not about ego or arrogance. It's about authenticity. It's about showing up in the world as your whole self, unburdened by the need to prove your value to anyone. It's about trusting that you are enough just as you are, allowing that trust to guide your actions, decisions, and relationships. The journey to remembering your spiritual worthiness is a homecoming. It's a return to the truth that you are already whole, already enough, already deserving of all the love, joy, and abundance life has to offer. And as you embody this truth, you'll find that the world reflects back to you in ways that feel both magical and deeply aligned. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this. You are worthy, not because of what you've done, not because of what you'll achieve, but simply because you are. The journey back to worthiness isn't always easy, but it's one of the most important journeys you'll ever take. By letting go of the belief that your value depends on external factors, you free yourself to live authentically, love deeply, and step into your fullest potential. If today's conversation resonated with you, I encourage you to spend some time reflecting on what worthiness means to you. Use the prompts and exercise the Metanoia Madness workbook to explore your beliefs, rewrite your narrative, and reconnect with the truth of your inherent value. You can download your free copy at metanoiamadness.com. Thank you for joining me on this journey of self-discovery and transformation. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with someone who needs a reminder of their worth. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, connect with me on social media. I'd love to hear your thoughts and stories. Keep embracing your truth, and remember, you are enough exactly as you are. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, and this is Metanoia Madness, signing off.